So my name is Ubah Christina Ali Farah, and I'm Somali Italian. I was born in Verona in the northern Italy, and of a Somali father and Italian mother. And when I was two, my parents moved to Somalia because it was I was born at the beginning of the 70s. So my father went to Italy to study, and then he wanted to go back to Somalia because the 70s were the years just after independence. So many African students wanted to go back to the country and somehow contribute to the development and to the history also of the country.
So with your Somali and your Italian background, what are you drawn to in your writing? What do you write about?
I mostly, because I grew up in Somalia and I was forced to leave the country in 1991 when the civil war started. And my first novels were mostly about the diaspora, the civil war, and also the connection between the connections between Italy and Somalia that were have been very often neglected in the Italian history. I mean, Italian don't recognize the past history, the connection with Somalia, mainly because it was connected with the history of fascist history, the fascist legacy, and so they tend to deny it. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you come to the United States in 2017 in a very interesting time for Americans, and also I imagine for those visiting the United States. How are you reacting to all of this and the times that we live in? Let me just say it that way.
Yeah, I think that we are living in a very difficult time, and I think that somehow art and literature and all forms of arts are important because it's very difficult to get to know history or a culture or and the best way to get to know something is through the personal history of the people, and because you have this kind of intimate connection and that facilitates somehow the knowledge.
Well, thank you very much for this short conversation. I wish you the best. Enjoy your time in Iowa here as part of the International Writing Program's residency.
Thank you so much.